Good. Let's talk about making the best of a trip and how you've got that gastroesophageal reflux disorder, or you had it anyway, and how did that affect your travel?
Well, the first and foremost thing that I always had to pack was my medication.
Sure.
I took PPIs for over 25 years to deal with GERD, and even with the medication, I suffered from symptoms if I wasn't careful about what I ate.
I'll bet.
If I wasn't careful about eating too close before bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
Many a nights I've had to sleep sitting up partially to not have the, you know, acid coming back up in my throat.
Gosh.
It was particularly difficult to... orange juice, particularly in a location where you have fresh squeezed orange juice, was always something that I wanted to enjoy, but I couldn't. I paid for it because drinking orange juice was so miserable 30 minutes to an hour later because just the acid in the orange juice. Alcoholic drinks were pretty much off limits for me because the alcohol... the way it reacts in your stomach if you have reflux. So there were, along with the spicy foods and, you know, the things that people, you know, just immediately associate with acid reflux. But there's a lot of other things that you don't think about.
And that just leaves you fatigued, too, doesn't it? I mean, trying to rest and you can't rest, trying to sleep sitting up and having to worry about what you eat. It's kind of a mess. Now, do the same foods and beverages tend to bother everybody with GERD, or is it more individual than that?
I think it may be a little more individual, but anything that's got a
You're kind of coming in and out. I don't know whether you're driving or moving or whatever.
No.
Whatever you're doing right now is perfect. Don't move.
Right
Do
here.
Not move, Cindy. Do not move. Don't move a muscle. Okay.
I would say there are some things that are probably common for everybody that have problems with. And then there might be, you know, other people that they may can eat a tomato-y food and not have a problem, and then others that bother
Okay.
you.
Yeah, so you don't know until it starts to bother you, and then you have to just figure it out by process of elimination, I would imagine.
Yes, for sure.
Hell, that had to just drive you crazy with sleeping and diet, even when you were at home, huh?
Yes, even at home and at the office. I recently retired. Well, 3.5 years ago I retired.
Good
and before that, the acid reflux was an ongoing issue for me, even during the day. I had a stressful career, and I'd be at my desk with a client across the desk from me, and I'd have the acid boiling up in my throat and would constantly have to clear my throat, get a drink of water, you know, to be able to continue with the conversation.
Just a couple of minutes left here. Did you get any relief at all from over-the-counter stuff?
No, I never did.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe in the early stages I did, but the PPI was the medication that my doctor prescribed that you give some relief or more relief than anything else.
So what is this new procedure, this transoral incisionless fundoplication? What in the heck is that?
Well, the TIF procedure, it is a very long word, and I would say, simply put, it's... making a new flap.
Okay.
To keep the acid in your stomach.
Good place
and
for
not
it.
Traveling up into your esophagus.
Yeah. One-way street, acid stay down.
Right, exactly.
How long has that procedure been around?
I had mine a little over 3 years ago.
Right.
But
what sort of results did you get?
Wonderful. Haven't taken a PPI since the procedure.
Okay. Cindy, we are out of time, believe it or not. I hope you had as much fun as I did. You certainly taught us an awful lot.
Thank
you so much, Cindy. Yeah, I have a website here to go to, too. It's very simple. GERD, that's GERD, GERDHelp.com. We can find out about this procedure of yours and maybe see you out there on a jet plane somewhere. We'll all have our fingers crossed, all right?
Okay, Doug. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye.